This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. Dallas City Manager A.C. Gonzalez has had quite a week. On Monday, he announced he'll retire in January after 3 years on the job. On Wednesday, he reveled in the results of a survey that showed Dallas residents really liked the town they live in and most of the services the city provides. Yesterday, he broke away from day-long budget negotiations to sit down with us in his City Hall office. A.C. Gonzalez, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
So glad to be here.
You've described this job as one of the toughest in Dallas. What frustrated you most?
When you're dealing with the order of magnitude that we have to cover, over a $3 billion budget, 13,000 employees, along with almost, it seems, 1.3 million people that are out there to be able to tell you just how they know how to do it better. And, you know, that level of scrutiny is something that we try to make the best use of in terms of helping us do our job better. But it is one that wears on you over time.
Is it tough to be in that limelight?
I think my predecessors would all agree that when they left this particular job, they were happy to get on to some other things in their life. And for me, that's really one of the bases of my decision, was to really get my life back.
Your critics, especially some of them on the city council, accuse you of springing big decisions on an unprepared council. They talk about Uber 3 years ago, the EPA's order to tear down the Dallas Wave whitewater feature in the Trinity River. How do you respond to that criticism?
First of all, the first one that you mentioned in terms of Uber, I apologized then, told people that I would learn from that. And as far as my recollection of the history from then is that I did. The matter of the standing wave is something that I was surprised as well. Had it not been for a chance encounter that I had with one of the Army Corps of Engineers military folks, is that they were telling me at that reception that this was coming down in terms of a real bad situation. And because that project was being managed by the Parks Department, which is not under my control, I was just as surprised by it as the council.
There has been, though, a perception of being surprised by things, coming out of left field and maybe knocking City Hall a little bit off. Do you think that's valid?
In actuality, we have done much, I believe, to open up the organization. In fact, several of the council members would remark to me, "Oh my God, now we know much more about the infrastructure. We know much more about the operation. And now it's not as much fun being faced with all these more difficult decisions."
From the beginning, your salary became an issue. You got a big raise. That $400,000 salary made you the best paid city manager in Texas and one of the best in the country. Folks even gave you a Twitter hashtag, AC400. And those same critics are now complaining about your coming pension. How does that kind of attention to personal finances make you feel?
First of all, the information that was put out was wrong to begin with. I was not the highest paid, even when I started out. In the market, other public sector CEOs were above my pay amount. I've always contended, however, I am free in terms of to the cost of the city because of either grants or programs that generate dollars that otherwise would not have been here but for my efforts.
Just about everyone, your critics and your supporters, describe you as a really nice guy. Is this a job for a really nice guy?
Wow, what do you do with that kind of criticism? I don't know that seeking the limelight, going out and making a scene is necessarily the most effective. And I dare say that if you look at styles with the CEOs of many corporations that are very successful, that you have people that are respectful of the people that they're leading, and that they show, if anything, tenacity and character. And that's what moves an organization along.
A.C. Gonzalez, thanks for taking the time.
It's my pleasure.